Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome.
Hello.
Sisters Talk Radio, welcome to our first show. I'm Mona.
And I am Savitri.
Welcome. Well, this is an exciting adventure we're embarking upon. And we're going to take a minute and just talk about why we wanted to do this show. And the reason I wanted to do this show was that it was apparent that in the media, women get two views. They're fed two views. They get the extreme side, which can be old-fashioned, and then they can go extremely modern. And so there's a crying need, or at least I saw a crying need for that perspective to be landing in the middle, which is really where your heart chakra is. And so that is our goal to the show, is to offer you perspectives to help women really grow and evolve themselves. Savitri, what was your purpose on the show?
Well, you know, ever since I began the spiritual path, I kept on hearing quotes from different people saying that we're at a time in history where the feminine power needs to awaken, and the feminine power is going to be the power that heals and balances the planet. And being in a female body, I wondered, well, what is my responsibility? What am I supposed to be doing as a feminine, powerful being? Where is this power? How am I going to express it? And I feel that's what this show is about, to discover, well, if we're supposed to, this power is supposed to be the healer for the next shift for mankind, where is it? How are we going to share it, develop it, and help lift mankind in the direction it's supposed to? I feel thus far the human race has been very, very masculine, which means it's been very much in the mind and very much in the pelvis. And what I've learned through time as a meditation teacher and a spiritual guide is basically your feminine power is really in your heart. And the feminine power is in everybody. It's not just whether you're in a male body or a female body. Everybody is a beautiful balance of both the male and the female energy. So even those listeners who are in male bodies, you have a feminine power. So we're going to discover, as sisters who are in a female body, obviously we have more responsibility to discover this power and then to share this power with everybody.
Absolutely. Beautifully. Well said. And we chose this, a particular woman to start our conversation with in the headlines, because this was a woman that really took us to one extreme. Mm-hmm. And that person that we are going to discuss today is Helen Gurley Brown, who was the editor of Cosmopolitan magazine for over 30 years. And a lot of you may know she just recently died. And she was really a phenomenon in the United States, or actually around the world, with that magazine, because she took a perspective of herself growing up and basically turned it into a powerful career. And she used her energy to influence in generations of women. And unfortunately, that influence was not always positive. You know, as we read up on her, there was a lot of fallout about this woman. And she obviously had two choices with her gift. She could have really used it for good, to really influence women in a positive direction, meaning if they took that perspective and created a life around that, is it sustainable, or was it going to crash at some point and then requiring some cleanup? And when you're living your true purpose, if you're living a life that's really sustainable and from the heart, you're not going to have to have that fallout in your life. You're not going to have things end painfully and have to be cleaning up after things, mm-hmm. because the choice wasn't made right in the first place. And so that's why we've chosen Helen Gurley Brown to talk about how she used her leadership positively and negatively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and this is a problem with leadership. very often it's our ego, our wounds, our pain and our suffering that leads us. And then we lead other people with similar pains and similar suffering. And true leadership steps out of their pain and suffering and goes into their more balanced part and helps other people discover their balanced part. When you hear about and read about Helen Gurley Brown's life, it is clear that she has led us from her pain. She has led us from her immense loneliness and from her heartache, losing her father when she was like 10 years old, mm-hmm. And then her sister being crippled, and then having in a lot of poverty because she saw her mother at an early age left with no money and had to take care of kids. And so she became very obsessed about career and money, and obviously she felt almost like children were a burden. And so she never had a child. She never understood that that's part of the story. Now, it's not saying you have to have a child. The point is that she took her wound, she almost ran away from her wound, and then almost like became a nanny to her wound and let her wound sort of guide her life. And didn't help her wound grow up. Exactly. So if you look at a Cosmopolitan magazine, it's literally like seeing a magazine for prostitutes.
Oh, it's literally.
I hate to say this, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I just picked up the October issue of and on there, I don't know the gal that's on the front. Forgive me for not knowing that name, but if you look at all the headlines on the front of the October issue, it is sad because it's all about sex, unfortunately. And you know, we're not saying that sex is bad in the wrong place with the right, sex is a natural, wonderful thing with the right person under the right conditions. It's just when it's used for you to try and acquire things in life that it gets in trouble and gets you in trouble and takes you down paths that you never really ever intended to go down. And this is sad because this cover subconsciously and consciously is affecting our teenage daughters. And now, not my daughters, but you know, just because I haven't had children this lifetime doesn't mean that I'm not concerned of what young women are seeing out there early on. You know, when you're 12, 13, 14 and you start seeing this, and that's a sad influence, because then all of a sudden you're externally directed thinking that's the way to go. And then you end up focusing so much on the external and thinking that's how you're going to get forward in life. And then the child part inside never gets a chance to grow up properly.
Exactly. And I wonder if she had a child, I feel she wouldn't have written all of this. Because again, you say, well, if I had a daughter, is this what I would like my daughter to read? And what is interesting is her husband actually wrote most of the headlines. You know, that was a male writing the headlines of what he was probably fantasizing about, if he had his way, to tell women, this is what you want to be, so all the other men will really be happy.
You know, I actually think in some ways she probably married the wrong man. She really should have married Hugh Hefner. They would have been a match set.
You know, they compared the two. They compared Hugh Hefner, revolutionized the male sexuality, and she revolutionized the female sexuality, so that the two could have fun together. But what happens with the soul in this whole scenario? You know, they're focusing on just one part of your body, the pelvis. They're not focusing on cultivating the mind, cultivating the heart, cultivating your personality, cultivating the gifts that your soul brought to you. There was a time that you cultivated your purpose here. You cultivated your talents. You cultivated discovering your strengths and using them to discover your weaknesses and help your weaknesses turn into strengths. None of that is showing up in this magazine. None of that is, and this really explains why today we have human beings who are so childlike. We have the male and female are like little children.
Exactly. And what happens is when you run into trouble, you know, let's say everything is going well and all of a sudden you have a relationship breakup or something goes wrong and you've built your existence around the sexual nature, then depression sets in and you look everywhere somebody's depressed about something. And so this is why we really wanted to have this show, is to show women, and really even men, that there's a different way. There's parts of us that need to be grown, be developed and discussed and talked about, with not so much emphasis on the sexual nature of everything, because that's the spin on everything, and it's just not serving us as a society, unfortunately.
You know, on the spiritual level, the word beauty is feminine power. And if you look in this Cosmopolitan magazine, beauty doesn't show up. It's been replaced with the word sexy. There was a time you said, oh, that's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. Look how beautifully she moves and acts. Now we go, isn't she sexy?
Yeah. It's really taking away, and we'll talk about this after the break, but when you look at people, this has so influenced our ability to just look at their anatomy only, rather than the entire person of, you know, everybody's beautiful. Everybody has a beauty about them. And so why should people look the same all the time? Or, you know, it's all about the size of their body parts. You know, people, you can't break people down that way and expect to be able to create beautiful relationships from that. And so that's why just having this discussion through the show and spread through the society, we want to interject some, we want to put some balance back into this, so that we don't have situations that, you know, cause depression. Or, you know, you want your life to blossom, you want your life to be fulfilling, and it can't be if you're just focusing on just one aspect of yourself. Huh. All aspects of yourself have to move forward and grow grow. And again, that's the reason for the show. So we really want to bring this forward. And you know, Helen Gurley Brown, and I have to, before we go to break, I just want to show you, read this one little sentence that she wrote. She said, "I never liked the looks of the life that was programmed for me, ordinary, hillbilly, and poor. And I repudiated it from the time I was 7 years old." And she wrote this in her book, Having It All. So when we return from the break, we will continue our discussion on Helen Gurley Brown. So you're listening to Savitri and Mona on Sisters Talk Radio.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. I'm Mona.
Hello, I'm Savitri.
Savitri, great. You're listening to our very first show, and we are talking about Helen Gurley Brown, the editor for many years of Cosmopolitan Magazine. And we were just talking about her life and the influence that she had on our society, primarily women. And I want to read this article that I had picked up on her, and this is really quite telling. This woman wrote, like most visionaries who changed the world, Helen was a misfit. So it gets back to what we were talking about earlier. She saw herself as unlucky. She was 37 with a career as a highly successful advertising copywriter. By the time she got married in 1959, she married this man, David Brown, who was a film producer. And that was really the start of it when she married him and they teamed up their skills, and we were off and running with the Cosmopolitan magazine. And for better or worse, it really took women. Their target market were women who were not married, and basically took them out of the kitchen and onto the into the work world, and said, you know, you can own your life, and if you develop yourself sexually and you get a job, you can have a man and you can have it all. And, you know, I don't think you can have it all. Can you have it all, Savitri?
Well, you know, she brought up good points. I don't want to put her down completely. She brought up some very important points. There were, at that time, women felt that they were just meant to be housewives. They were just meant to create children. And that anything beyond that, you were considered to be, you know, crazy. You know, so don't dream that big, basically. And if you went to college, you just went to college so that you could look, you could say to your future husband, I went to college. It was not that you were going to create a career from that. And so she helped people sort of wake up that you can have it all. Think a little bigger beyond your kitchen. Think a little bigger beyond motherhood. And that's wonderful. But the thing is, she could have brought up the different aspects of the human being. It should have been a whole magazine. You know, should the woman think? How should the woman feel? How should the woman act? What should her dreams be? She is more than just her vagina. Yes. Literally, she there was a whole thing about how she made you fall in love with your vagina. That's a tiny part of who you are.
Totally.
What you are is a spiritual being in a physical form, and you're here for expressing that spirituality. But there's nothing spiritual brought up. It's all about, you are the body.
That's it.
That's really pretty much it. And cater to literally the needs of the flesh.
Yes.
Your needs and the flesh of your man. And that's really pretty much it.
Yes. And what's sad was is with this particular aspect of it is that, you know, these were cultivating traits that we generally have disliked in men have now gotten embodied in women.
Exactly.
So it wasn't really any better for the men. So we're not saying that that was bad, because, you know, I'm sure if we had some honest discussions with men in terms of that, they would say that, well, you know, they could have had these, you know, sexual encounters. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that we would get some comments that they felt depressed as well, that didn't necessarily leave them feeling good either. So, you know, that's why this, even though it's called Sisters Talk Radio, this particular topic, it's male and female.
Right.
Because we all have hearts. We all have a heart chakra. We all have our aspects of ourselves that need to be developed. And if we have one aspect that gets overdeveloped and starts running our life, the others are going to start, it causes problems, because it's not what the Creator really meant for us to be. You know, you have to bring all aspects along.
Well, you brought up a good point, Mona, that is for many generations, it was the man who let loose and allowed his sexuality to be expressed anytime he felt like. But it was the woman who had to hold back her sexuality. And that was, in a sense, helpful, because otherwise, you know, in a sense, what do we have today? Both of the male and the female are just having sex anytime they want. That's the animal aspect of ourselves. And so now what are we going to do? We've got to create a society that people like Helen Burley Brown have told us, be animalistic anytime you have an urge, even if an office. She even said that to having sex in the office and having affairs, go ahead, do it. Even if you're married, go ahead, have affairs. That, what are we going to do now? What, how are we going to take ourselves out of that? Not go back to the old-fashioned way where we thought having sex was wrong. How are we going to bring love into sexuality?
Exactly.
How are we going to grow up and own all the parts of ourselves?
Yes.
And that's where the feminine power comes in, because yes. she has the ability to create boundaries. She has a wisdom in her, in the feminine power, to say, you know, anything you do affects the whole.
Exactly.
The male doesn't have that. The male lives from, whatever I do does not affect everybody else. The feminine power says, whatever I do affects everybody.
Absolutely.
And so at first it affects my own physical body. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to honor and respect my body. I'm going to make choices that don't just listen to my sexual chakra, but listen to my needs to love myself, to love my body, to take care of my health, to love my breasts, not just to love my breasts to please my man, but to love my breasts because my soul's force
exactly.
comes from the heart chakra into my breasts. And so my breasts are a wonderful holder of the light and love that is in my
exactly.
heart. This is what we need to start exploring, and this is
exactly.
what I feel the show is about.
Absolutely.
How are we going to love our forms, whatever form they may be, and bring the feminine power out in a balanced, healthy way?
Yes, and we know that women have the ability to listen. Their ability to listen is actually greater in a lot of cases, and by speaking to that part that will listen, hopefully that will start affecting choices, and hopefully whatever encounters that women have with men, those boundaries will hopefully, there's enough care in the relationship that the man would start to listen and pay attention. I mean, obviously that's the goal. That's why women actually have an incredible leadership ability by listening, just listening to themselves, just that one mm-hmm. aspect to cultivate that. Actually, if you can lead, you can't really lead others until you can lead yourself, which is why it's critical,
yeah.
critical to listen to the wisdom and the intuition that we all have inside of us, and that's sitting in our heart center, which is why, you know, learning meditation techniques is one way, something that helps you wake up that awareness to the choices so that your life isn't so bumpy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And in preview and shows from now on, we'll talk more about the heart chakra and how it needs to be welcomed into your daily life, because the heart chakra is the seat of the soul. It is where the male energy and the female energy is in total balance. It is where the female energy that has not allowed to come out. According to our society today, the female energy is in her ability to attract a male. That, which is absolutely incorrect, but that's really what we're being taught. Your female
yes.
power is in your ability to attract a male, and your ability to keep that male through your sexuality, not about through love, not about through conversation. It's all about how to make the male sexuality happy.
Exactly.
And it doesn't allow the male to grow up. And one of the biggest complaints I hear from girls and young women is that men are so immature. Well, of course they're going to be immature if you keep on catering to their immaturity, which is sexuality.
Exactly.
That's really where they think when they're young. And you keep on catering to that, according to Cosmo, then they're going to keep on staying young. But if you become the woman you're meant to be, the mature, intuitive, mm-hmm. loving being, then you demand from them to start learning how to love beyond their penis, then you're going to end up helping males to grow up. And what is, according to Cosmo, don't help the male grow up. You become as immature and as animalistic as them. So this is where we have to start demanding with love, with intuition, from the male energy, even inside
yes.
of us, our own bodies, that we have to grow up and have control over our sexuality.
Absolutely.
Use it to express love and not to satisfy urges and
exactly.
desires.
Exactly. Because you know what? There's nothing more gratifying than to make a decision, carry it out, and find out that it actually leads you to greater decisions, greater well-being, rather than listening to that animal aspect that doesn't really have as much wisdom. It's like listening to that big dog that's running, or, you know, you're, you know, being led by that big dog down the street. It doesn't have any idea or any wisdom of where it's going or what it's going to do. And so that's why it pays to cultivate the heart chakra, because there's wisdom and there's wealth in there. And it takes money to clean up after decisions that weren't well made. But one other thing that I want to point out too, though, I do give credit to Helen Gurley Brown for catching the female attention. It, again, not that it went the greatest in all ways, but she was able to create a very influential position. We all have that ability. Here's one person that just really took a childhood wound and influenced the world. Imagine if she had really used all aspects of herself for good, what that could have done. We wouldn't be, you know, running to doctors for antidepressant medicines and things like that. So, you know, we're not saying to, we're not all aspects of her were bad, is, I guess my point is. It's just how we're using, how we use our energy and how we influence other people with our decisions, because we do, whether we, you know, you might think that you don't count in the world, but guess what? Every decision you make is affecting somebody. So it just pays to be aware of how, whatever decision you're making, how it will affect someone.
And I do agree with her. You can have it all, but not all at once.
That's going
to have it. You're going to have it all at different phases in your life.
Exactly.
And she made you think, you know, what was more important is what your ego wanted.
Yes.
And of course, you know what? Egos very often are not interested in kids. Egos very often are not interested in a solid relationship, because then you have to grow.
Yes.
And so the soul wants a solid relationship, wants to, the reason for kids is to teach us how to love.
Exactly.
You know, and this is something that she really did not stress enough of.
Exactly. Well, we're going to take a break here, and this is Mona and Savitri on Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back with our discussion on Helen Gurley Brown.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. You're listening to Mona and...
Hello, it's Savitri.
Great. Today on Sisters Talk Radio, we're talking about Helen Gurley Brown and her influence that she's had on women over the 30 years that she was at the helm of Cosmopolitan magazine. And I wanted to bring this other quote up that she said that... Again, it could have gone either way for in how it influenced women, and it was, don't use men to get what you want in life, get it yourself. In a way, I kind of like that quote because it's teaching women to stand on their own two feet, and that, you know, if you want something, you really need to go out and get that, which is the same message for men that men have had all these years, but it was a good one. And so, it was how it was interpreted. And so, she said... the person that was writing this article said about this quote, that this has resulted in the legacy that most of us who grew up on Cosmo have inherited, which was loneliness. So this writer that wrote this article took that phrase and thought that that had created a loneliness because you weren't learning to lean on a man to get what you wanted. And, you know, that's just really not true because loneliness, how many marriages are out there that, you know, you're married and you have a house full of kids and you're lonely. So loneliness is not a factor of the number of other human beings around you or the lack of them. That loneliness is really a function of what you feel on the inside. You know, you can go to a party, you can be in a room of 200 people, and you can feel completely lonely. And it has nothing to do with the people in the room. So in a way, you know, again, it's just how we interpret situations, and that comes with the development of the heart chakra and discernment.
Well, you know, this is typical throughout history. The pendulum swings in extremes.
Exactly.
You know, we had the dark, and I felt like our world sort of lived in the Victorian age, the dark ages, where you had to hide so much of yourself, and we hid our bodies. You know, we wore long dresses, and your breasts were not allowed to be seen, and so she the pendulum swung the opposite direction, and Hugh Hefner and Helen Gurley Brown began to say, well, what about our bodies? What about our sexuality? What about our needs to have fun? And what about earning our own money and making dreams for ourselves and not always relying on other people? And these are important issues to talk about. But the problem is with generations, what we do is we keep on going one pendulum swing extreme to the other pendulum swing extreme. And it goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And that's what causes pain. The beauty, what is happening now, this is the spiritual revolution, is where we're finally going, I don't want the pendulum swing anymore. I really want to find out what is it that I'm really here for. I'm not here to cater to all my desires. I'm here to cater to the giver who gave me life. Who is this giver? Let's find out who the giver of life is. Let's find out why life was created. Let's find out... In the process of what life is, how are we going to all come together and create life in a concept known as oneness? We're exploring very deep issues that religion tried to explore, many other spiritual paths tried to explore. But the problem with that was, religion and spirituality didn't always help the average person mm-hmm. to discover their spirit. It was almost as though when you went to work, your spirit doesn't show up. Your spirit only shows up when you're in church or when you're bowing your knees, bending and praying. And so now we're exploring that spirit is in every single breath. Spirit is in every single action. Spirit is in every single feeling. And that is what the show is really mm-hmm. about. We're discovering that we have created a world only where the pendulum swung in the masculine direction. Now we've got to create a world where we're swinging the pendulum to the feminine, but the beautiful part of the feminine energy is the feminine saying, balance.
Yes.
Feminine is finally saying, hey, listen, I can't fully grow and become my complete self as a feminine power unless I embrace my masculine part as well. And that is the beauty of the feminine. The masculine is very one-sided. The feminine is always saying, it's all.
Exactly.
It's everything. It's all of me. And all of me is my whole body from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. All of me is my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. All of me is the government. All of me is how I treat the earth. All of me is everything and everyone. This is the beauty of this time in history where we are finally going to stop that pendulum swing.
Exactly.
And finally go to the heart of our problem, and that is to live from our hearts.
Exactly. And you know, the thing also with that giant pendulum swing, what happens when that pendulum is over one side or the other, that's when we actually get influenced by corporations, because we're distracted by being overly focused on our bodies and what they're doing or not doing. And then what happens is, you know, the corporations take advantage of that with the advertising. Well, we let them take advantage of that. I should qualify that. They're just seeing a fantastic marketing opportunity.
Right.
Well, they're
right.
All distracted over there, you know, trying to figure out, we're going to create more products that will pick their, you know, will get their attention while they're way over on the extreme, and we're going to make a lot of money. And guess what? That's how these corporations, a handful of these corporations, own the world, is because we were all distracted by the wrong things. And, you know,
exactly.
And it's only when we're in pain, when we realize our distraction wasn't a great thing and it's starting to cause a bunch of problems, which it is for people, that, you know, people start to go, God, there's got to be something better. There's got mm-hmm. to be something better. What am I doing? What choices have I made with the resources that I have? Oh, my gosh. And so this is giant wake-up time, you know, the end of 2012, which that could be a whole nother mm-hmm. show. But the point is that we are at this choice point time where our distractions aren't working anymore. You know, it's actually quite, I don't know if it's a coincidence or timely that Helen chose to leave the earth in 2012 after the end of this. And hopefully that influence will, of that type of magazine will start to wane a little bit. Mm-hmm. And maybe it is, because I have to tell you, on the front cover of the October issue of a Cosmopolitan magazine, the upper right-hand corner, it says, now it's only $3.99. So they had to lower the price of the magazine, because it used to be, I think, $4.95. So maybe they're losing some market share. I don't know. But the point is that our distractions, what we've used to distract ourselves and create lives around, is coming to an end. And it's causing us to reevaluate our lives in many, many ways. And unfortunately, pain comes with that. And we're trying to, you know, we want to introduce a perspective that you don't have to wait till you're in pain before you make a change. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's how a lot of our society makes change, if they're going to make it at all.
Well, you know, what's happening now is people aren't even interested in pain. They're just figuring out any way possible to numb themselves. So even that incredible gift of pain is, we are losing. You know, truly, we are losing that. Pain has a huge gift.
Yes.
Feeling has a huge gift. Even feeling depression. You know, I was very depressed for many years. And I finally woke up one day and went, great, depression is reminding me that I have to change. Depression is telling me I am not living my life the way I'm supposed to be living my life. So I'm not going to take a pill to suppress it and become numb of it. It's a mechanism that is saying, make a shift, make a change. Your perspective is not correct. You're not living from the wholeness of who you are. Mm-hmm. So if I get, now I rarely get depressed, but if I do feel a little twinges of depression, I go, uh-oh, I'm not living my true purpose. I'm not realigning myself to my heart. Okay, that's a lovely warning to go back into inner alignment.
Exactly. Unfortunately, there's still a great deal of people that will not use that
as a
red flag or even a yellow flag. They'll go, whoops, I need another latte. I need another scone. Right. I need another shopping trip, or I need a vacation. And we're saying...
Or I need sex.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, and that's what Cosmopolitan's selling. They're saying, you know what, whenever you feel negative feelings, go and have some sex.
Buy the magazine, listen to the headlines, take the quiz.
See how many...
Because, you know, Cosmopolitan is famous for Take the Quiz. And, of course, they just haven't stopped that yet, because I was flipping through this magazine, and there are still quizzes I could take, although I'm not going to take them. But don't resort to the quizzes to handle your depression.
My God, I remember taking some of those quizzes in high school. And I felt so depressed. I was feeling so fine, and I took a quiz. I failed.
It's like, no, I'm not going to bake that souffle and, run to the boardroom while my souffle is cooling down, if not flopping completely. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's so, it's just ridiculous how people respond to depression. And it's not because, you know, you have to feel those feelings. And it is uncomfortable when you really choose not to numb yourself with whatever, and you're just willing to sit with it and allow those feelings to come up. They're not fun. They're not fun, but there is a gift on the other side if you're willing to go through it. And granted, I didn't have children this lifetime to grow. I didn't use that method to grow myself, but I've chosen the path of meditation for many years. And, you know, meditation, you know, I faced aspects of myself. I certainly could have gotten up and, you know, run away from that when I faced that. But, you know, I didn't, because, you know, what's the alternative to that?
You used meditation to face your inner child.
I did.
You know, I had meditation and my child to face my inner child.
Yeah, you took the double whammy.
I got the double whammy.
You're still facing yourself, and now you've got a teenager. So, you know, whatever the method, it's important to just pay attention to how you feel, because that's the gift, because it's just saying, you know what, there's a better way, there's a better choice waiting for you. You may not see it right in front of you right at that moment, but I guarantee you the universe is actually quite kind, even though you, at those deepest, darkest moments when you're feeling like, oh my God, there's just, I don't see a way out of this. Well, you know, you've been given that feeling so that you can change your perspective and look a different way and find the solution to that. So this show is going so fast, it's incredible. We're coming up on another break, so you're listening to Mona here on Sisters Talk Radio in Savitri, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and...
this is Savitri.
Well, listen, this show is just zooming by here today. And since we've got our last segment here, I wanted to actually take this opportunity to say that, you know, Cosmopolitan Magazine, it has a great opportunity right now. In fact, this is a fantastic opportunity for them to capture a whole new segment of their market share so that they don't actually have to lower the price of their magazine to get more. So if they actually started having somebody write headlines that started talking about, you know, women and, you know, listening to their feelings and paying attention to what choices are they're making in their life and really looking at the whole person instead of just one aspect of them, I tell you, sales would improve because that's what women are really looking for right now is that balance. So if anybody's listening out there from Cosmopolitan Magazine, I'm just giving you a clue to how you can improve your market share by just starting to change your content. And, you know, it's time for a change. Wouldn't you agree?
You know, what we need is a magazine that teaches us how to grow up, truly.
Yes.
And we need a magazine that, you know, we have a magazine for interior designing. We have a magazine for spiritual stuff. We have a magazine of how to cook and clean your home and take care of your kids. They're all separate magazines. I would love to see Cosmo because Cosmo is like the cosmos.
Yes.
You know? The cosmos is everything and everyone. I would love to see Cosmo move into the direction of how to become a whole person.
Now, that could be a quiz in itself. You know, that's really
that's
what
true.
They need to do.
That's true.
The quizzes.
Yeah.
You know, they started expanding that out from just one aspect of the body and started, you know, why don't you ask some different questions, you know, because it's all you ask a different question, you're going to get a different answer. And that's how you start changing the consciousness.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm sure
maybe this quiz I might just do a job with. Yeah. All the others I failed.
You know, we could start making up a quiz, you know, it's like, you know, instead of right here, like, you know, 12 love moves that turn him to mush, you know, we could do like 12... What?
12 chakras.
12 chakras.
No, what are they all up to? How are they going to get along?
That, you know, instead of turning somebody to mush, you know, it's like, well, how could I empower, you know, well, I'm not being creative at the moment, but my point is, you know, we could get quite creative with these quizzes. And, you know, that's fun. You know, you have this golden opportunity because that pendulum is so way, way, way over there onto one side. And, you know, it just would take one article to really start bringing it back to the center.
Exactly.
You know, just like Helen Gurley Brown just took advantage of one opportunity in time and space and totally made a fortune out of that. Well, guess what? You could reinvent, you could repurpose this magazine and bring it all the way forward.
Well, it was interesting at the same feminine, you know, there was this feminine movement going on in the 60s. Helen Gurley Brown brought up the fact that the feminine woman has her power of sexuality. Gloria Steinem brought up the fact that the feminine woman has the power of self-respect and self-worth.
Beautiful.
And I love the fact that these two parts were being explored. Again, the pendulum swing. Women went, well, do I go the Gloria Steinem way? Do I go the Helen Gurley Brown way? Which way do I go? What now is the time in history go, okay, let's stop the pendulum stuff. Let's find out that both are important. Our sexuality is important. Our self-respect and self-worth is important. We can have it all. When are we going to have it all? Yes, in maturity at different times in your life. That's how you have it all. And your soul is the essence of that whole bringing together power. And we need a magazine that talks about all of you, not just one part of you.
Well, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll be creating a magazine here soon called Sisters Something. we'll write the quizzes. We'll probably throw in a few recipes too, but whole point is just to get, Sisters at Heart. That's my sister giving me the idea of for Sisters at Heart magazine. But the whole point is just that, you know, in those wee moments of the, you know, at nighttime when your day is done and, you know, maybe you're not falling asleep as easily as you'd like at night, that's usually your soul's niggling at you to try to get a message. It's trying to poke you. So we're going to take the idea of poking somebody on Facebook and we're just saying your soul kind of does that to you in the quiet moments. It says, you know, there's something better here. And, you know, you get that unsettled feeling and, you know, you're not quite yourself that day. You know, those are the days your soul is actually trying to get you to pay attention and just saying there's another avenue, there's another perspective that you should be considering. And, you know, if you start listening to that way, sometimes you won't need a magazine or you won't need a quiz to get it from the outside. Ideally, you get a different perspective from the inside. And who knows, you could be that person that could create the next great wave of society that's actually very, very balancing. So, you know, if all of you listening out there, you know, have an idea of how you could, you know, help another person, help another sister, or, you know, a balancing idea.
Right.
Listen to your soul. Listen to that little niggling during the night because it's saying something.
You know, I'd love to see this show become a place where women could go to and go, how can we become the leaders of our lives? How can we become the leaders of our community and of our countries and of our world? Because that is where the next shift is happening now. Women have to own the leadership roles that are just yearning for the feminine power to guide humanity into a new age. Yes. And so, you know, help us with topics that you'd like us to chat about and interview other women that are in the leadership role and how have they been using that role. So we'd love to have those of you who are listening to be part of the show to help us to truly help the female power to grow and become its full potential.
Absolutely. And along that way, I wanted to say that, you know, women really are leaders in the world. And I'm going to read this quote from a book that says that women control nearly 20 trillion of the world's spending power. That's huge. It's a share that's expected to increase to 28 trillion by 2013. Yeah. Women control 80% of the buying decisions already.
We're good shoppers.
Are fantastic shoppers. So I'm telling you,
that's big. That's big because of corporations.
There, we have yeah. power that we're just not choosing to use in the right way.
Exactly.
And so, you know, if enough of us start listening to ourselves and waking up to what we already have and we stop giving that power away, we'd be changing this world in nothing flat.
Well, one thing I'd leave you all with, every time you walk into a store, say to yourself, every time I shop, I am voting. Every time I shop, I'm voting. I'm walking to the shop to vote. And that's how we, through our love of shopping, can start changing the world just through that love of shopping. Because the corporations, all they're interested in is making money. So we can tell them what products we want, and we'll be always shopping, but let's tell them what we want to really, really buy.
Exactly. It's like water. You know, the tide goes in, the tide goes out. And if, you know, if you're a business owner and your business the tide's out for a while, well, you know, it causes you to reevaluate what you're doing with your business. So, you know, that's a power. You know, the money goes away. Well, oops, I got to change something so the tide comes back. It just doesn't automatically come back without it. The reason it went out was you weren't aligned in some way. So, use that as an awareness to realign and readjust, and then the flow comes back. And so, you know, we have a gift that's just sitting in there waiting for it to be cultivated. And so that's what the purpose of this show is to, you know, take perspectives that are out there in the headlines or take headline news, offer our perspective and show you how, give you an idea of how it could be balanced. So please talk to us on Facebook. I'm on Facebook at Facebook, Mona Renner. And go on my website at sisterstalkradio.com, and under the contact page is my email. So please send us emails about the show and topics that you'd like to see covered in the weeks going forward. And share it with your sisters, because the more women that listen, the more women that start listening within, then we're going to get change in the world. And that's why we're here, and it's a beautiful thing to see. So we hope that you're enjoying Sisters Talk Radio. And again, send us a message. And we look forward. We really look forward to having you back next week. And we're going to have another fun topic to talk about. And in the meantime, this is Mona on Sisters Talk Radio. And
Savitri, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
Remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.